But actual stem cells were injected here in my arm.
Diana Souza says stem cell therapy helped restore full use of her severely fractured arm.
It is a miracle. It does work, and I have a good arm to prove it.
Stem cell therapy works by providing new cells to replace the diseased cells and tissues. At the California Institute of Regenerative Cures, Joseph Anderson is working on stem cell therapy for HIV infection. So far, he has been working with mice, replacing their immune systems with stem cells engineered with a triple combination of HIV-resistant genes.
They were able to block HIV infection, maintain a normal immune system in the mice, even though the virus was still there. The resistant immune cells were able to maintain a normal immune cell level and maintain a functional immune system.
Anderson says this could provide a possible cure for people who are infected with HIV and have a severely compromised immune system. He says the genetically engineered stem cells will help them maintain a normal immune system through genetic resistance, just as in the case of the mice.
If this moves forward into human clinical trials, we would be able to maintain a normal human immune system in patients that have HIV infection. Hopefully they will be able to stop taking the antiretroviral drugs that they normally take, because the genetically resistant stem cells will be able to fight off the virus in the body of the patients.
Scientists working on this project say that ideally this would be a one-time treatment of stem cells charged with HIV-resistant genes. They hope that would generate an entire HIV-resistant immune system, making it possible to take patients off the antiretroviral drugs. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.